Es gaat zoals de Chinuch Shabbat Chesel Shlagam Rav Yehuda Masechet Yoma Daf Mem Zayin. Perek Hatziu Loi, Perek Chamishi. Zog the Mishnah B'Siyata Deshmaya. They brought the shovel and the spoon to the Kohen Gadol. He takes handfuls of his two hands cupped together of Ketores and puts it into the spoon. A larger Kohen Gadol will end up taking more, and a smaller Kohen Gadol will take less because based on the size of his hands. But this is the way it was measured. He then takes the shovel in his right hand and the spoon in his left hand. This mission seems to suggest that this is the first time he's given the shovel, but we already learned that before that he takes the shovel to the Mizbeach to get coals. The Gemara says the mission is referring to a different shovel that was brought to him to be filled with Ketores, from which he would take the handfuls to be put into the spoon. The Mishnah said, Chafim alei chafna v'naisin l'teicha kafe chulum. Gemara, why is the Ketores placed into a spoon? The Torah says he should take his handfuls and enter Kodesh Kodashim. No mention of a spoon. The Gemara says it's not possible for him to carry the Ketores directly in his hands and also be able to carry the shovel of coals. Therefore, he must put it in a spoon so he should be able to do so. The Mishnah said, Natol esamachto biyomin v'esakaf v'smoil. Why are the more important Ketores carried in the left hand and less important coals in the right hand? The Gemara says the coals were heavier and therefore carried in the right hand. This procedure is therefore followed even in a case when they weigh the same much and even in a case where the Ketores is more, like by Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, who was a Kohen Gadol with extraordinary large hands. Still, that's the way it was kept. It's the way it was carried. The Gemara says it once happened that Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, who was the Kohen Gadol, had to speak to a certain Arab during the day on Yom Kippur. The guy's saliva ended up on Rabbi Shmuel's clothing and making him tummy. His brother Yeshevav took over, thus resulting in that their mother Kimchas having two sons serve as the Kohen Gadol on the same day. A similar story happened which resulted with his brother Yosef taking over as the Kohen Gadol on that day. Abraisa says Kimchas had seven sons, all of whom she saw rise to the position of Kohen Gadol. The Chacham asked her, why did she merit this? She explained that she always kept her hair covered, even while in her house. Zakhmar Abraisa says the Pasuk says Bekum Tzoy, which teaches that the Kohen should not be a particular measure, but rather whatever amount is taken in the Kohen's process is what should be taken. With regards to the Chafina process, should a specific measurement be used? Do we learn from the Kohen's process that no specific amount should be taken, or can a particular amount be taken as Chafina? Mor says our Mishnah said this seems to suggest that he may take a specific measurement. Mor says the Mishnah means that he has to take the spoonful which was filled from the amount in his cupped hands and place it back into his cupped hands, but it doesn't mean that you start with a specific measurement. In fact, based on that understanding, we can learn from the Mishnah that he has to fill his hands with the Ketores and then refill it again, after he puts it into the spoon, put it back into his hand, which is the subject of a question later in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah over here may mean to teach that a specific measure may be taken. It could be not that, but it's inconclusive, and therefore cannot be the source of any teaching. The second teretz, the Mishnah may mean that the exact measure of his cupped hands may be used, no more or no less. Zok Gemara Braisa says, one pasuk says, Maloi Kumtsoi, which would suggest that an overflowing koimet should be taken. Another pasuk says, Bik Kumtsoi, which teaches the Chayyar that a regular koimet has to be taken. If the pasuk would only say, Bik Kumtsoi, we would think that even a small amount in the fingertips is enough to be taken. The pasuk of Maloi Kumtsoi teaches that a full koimet has to be taken. This way, the way that it's done is by placing the hand palm down into the flour, closing the three middle fingers, and using whatever is picked up in the process. With regard to machavas and mecheshes mincha, he smooths out whatever sticks out of the three fingers with his thumb and his pinky. He smooths out the sides. This is considered to be from the hardest avoidance of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah asked, is the part of the mincha that gets trapped between the fingers, is that part of the koimetz or no? Rav Papa explained, the part towards the palm is clearly part of the koimetz. The part towards the outside is clearly not part of the koimetz. The question is regarding the part in between. Rav Shubanoz said, it's a suffix. Rav Hanina said, this suffix part should be burned separately from and after the actual koimetz. It can't be burned before because it may be truly considered part of the shirayim, which may not be burned before the koimetz. In fact, tomorrow we learn from a pasuk that shirayim may not be burned on the mizbeach at all. So how could you burn this if it may be a shirayim? Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, said it's burned as wood on the mizbeach, not l'shem carbon, which is something that Rabbi Eliezer allows. In fact, tomorrow, what are the rabbanon who argue Rabbi Eliezer say? They don't allow any type of burning. So Rabbi Mari said the kmitza was always done by the fat kehanim, who their fat fingers wouldn't allow anything to slip in between the fingers. Rav Papa asks, what's the halacha regarding Ketores in between the hands of the Kohen Gadol when he does the Chafina? The question is, based on the verbiage of the pasuk, it's unclear. Teiku b'lev d'shayla. Next, Rav Papa asks, what's the halacha if the Kohen did the Ketores with his fingertips? What if he did it from down to up? What if he did it from the sides, rather than the process like we described earlier? Teiku b'lev d'shayla. Rav Papa asks, what's the halacha if the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina with his fingertips? What if he did it from down to up? What if he does it from the sides? What if he does a handful in each hand separately and then just brings them together? Teiku b'lev d'shayla. Papa asks, what's the halacha if the Kohen sticks the kemitza to the side of the keli rather than place it on the bottom of the keli? Teiku b'lev d'shayla. Mar Baravashi asks, what if the Kohen sticks the kemitz to the bottom of the outside of the keli where there's somewhat of a receptacle there? Teiku b'lev d'shayla. Papa asks, must the chafina be leveled or overflowing? Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Ashi, it should not be leveled or overflowing, but it rather should be what we call rounded.